You're awake. Yes, the sun's gone down. I'm going to go out and get us a little someone to eat. I'm sorry I can't take you out with me yet. Not until you learn to keep those fangs from popping out at the first hint of arousal. I can't take the risk. You don't get to be my age without learning a little caution. Don't you know it's rude to ask a lady her age? Let's just say I've been around long enough to be nostalgic for a man in full plate armor. Seducing knights was always so much fun, all that honor and chivalry. It made for an interesting challenge. I didn't have to try that hard with you, did I, my love? Oh, and there go your fangs. I told you, you can't control your arousal. Don't worry. You just need a little time and practice. You have forever to learn, and I'm a very interested teacher. Does what I do excite you? Should I get a ruler and call you my good boy? Oh, I'm going to enjoy this. It's been a very long time since I've had a student with such potential. Before I go, I'll give you a little something to practice while I'm out. Close your eyes and listen. You are a predator now, and all the people out there are your prey. Listen for the beating of their hearts. Focus. Take a deep breath. No, you don't need to breathe anymore, but it will be a while before your body realizes that, so just do as I say. Now again, listen for the beat. There. You hear one, don't you? Focus on it. Focus only on it. I can hear her too. Keep listening. Lose yourself in it. Focus. Good. I'll be back soon. Just keep listening. Listen. There, my love. Come back to me. Listen to me. Open your eyes. The trance is a simple trick, but it can be quite useful. Just be careful. It's easy to lose yourself and let the world just drift by. I've heard stories of vampires who willed away centuries in such a trance. Yes, my love. I've been gone for over an hour. But I come bearing gifts. It's through here. I thought you'd be in the mood for something sweet. And she is very sweet. Come over here. Get a good look at her. Since we were talking about teachers, I thought I would get you one. She was just leaving her school, and I plucked her up for us. It didn't take much. A few whispered promises, and she came quite willingly. Of course, I didn't tell her everything. But she was quite happy to let me tie her to this bed, gag her, blindfold her. But I left her clothes. Her thin white blouse, her tight pencil skirt. I would bet that she drove all the teenage boys in her class absolutely wild. Oh, don't lie. I'm not saying you ever did anything, only that they all go home and jerk themselves off at the thought of you. And I don't blame them. Do you, my love? She is quite magnificent. Can you smell her? Her arousal. Her blood. Oh, yes. I didn't mention. You're here as food for us. But don't worry. I promise not to drink you dry. Not until you come. You do taste sweet. But you'll taste so much sweeter with those hormones flooding through you as you reach that point of perfect, terrified ecstasy. Oh, do you not want to come now? That just makes it far more entertaining, doesn't it, my love? What should we do with her? She does have nice legs. Do they feel good in your hands? I know how good you are with those fingers. Maybe you should slip your hand all the way up that tight skirt. Is she wet yet? Oh, she is. I knew she was a desperate, needy little slut. Oh, yes, you are. Don't lie. Besides, I do so love to play with my food. Our food. I do enjoy watching you play with her, my love. But as I told you before, I'm a greedy bitch. Get those trousers off. I want to taste you. Oh, yes. Give me that cock. As good as you are with those fingers, I'm sure she's desperate for more. Tear off her skirt. Look how wet those lacy panties are. Oh my. You are a naughty little slut. You want to feel my love's hard cock in this tight, wet cunt, don't you, little slut? Well, I know he wants to give it to you. But my cunt is dripping wet, and he is mine. So first, I'm going to bend over, hike up my dress, and you get to listen as he fucks me. If you beg nicely, I might even slap your cunt again. Now, my love, give it to me. Oh, yes, that's what we want. That's what we want. That's right. You, deep inside me, while this little slut gets to listen. Do you hear that, slut? Oh. Oh. Look at her. Look at her writhing and twisting against the sheets. Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. You love this, don't you? Dirty girl. You dirty little slut. You like this. You love watching him fuck me. Oh, yes, my love. He feels so good. He feels so good. Oh, I'm getting close. I'm going to. No, not yet. Not yet. Stop. Oh, I want you. Oh, I want you so much, my love. But she needs you. She is so wet for you, my love. Take her. Fuck her. But don't you dare coming her. Your cum is mine, my love, and I will have it. Are you ready, little slut? Good girl. Then let me untie your legs from the bed frame. I didn't say I would free your legs. Only release them from the bed frame. Besides, you look good with your legs up by your head. I didn't realize you were so flexible. Take her, my love. Pull those panties to the side and fuck her now. Oh, yes. That's right. Oh, my little slut. Do you feel my fangs at your throat? When you come, I'm going to sink them into your neck. I want to taste you at the moment of ecstasy. When he makes you scream, oh, you don't want to, but you will. Fuck a lot of my love. This needy little slut wants it. There. You see that vein pulsing in her leg? Get ready. Press your mouth to it. Hold it. Oh, she's so close now. So close. Now, feed. Oh, good. Now stop. Stop. I said stop. Don't drink her dry. Much as I would love to, disposing of a body is far too much trouble. Don't worry. She won't remember a thing. It's a side effect of the feeding. I just wanted her to believe it. The fear makes it so much better. Oh, I know you're frustrated, but I can help with that. Give me your cum, my love. I want to taste it. Your taste mingling with hers. I'm sorry I had to stop you. There are a few things that compare with the taking of a life, but it must be a rare treat. Unnecessary death risks us all. Oh, did you think you and I were alone? Oh, sweet boy. Help me clean her up. I'll take her home, and then I'll tell you about the others.